Let me share with you why I'm optimistic about buying self-storage today. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp. That is my premier training that will take you from wherever you are now, all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility in service. You can find out more about the classes I offer, both free and paid for, at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But I went out playing golf yesterday, and I started thinking about a number of things I'm going to share with you today. And as I left the golf course, I was more excited than ever about the balance of 2024, this year, and what it could hold in store for us. Now, I say often, it really takes something to buy self-storage today with higher interest rates, higher construction costs, and it really does. I don't want to minimize it. Yet, even with all that true, I'm optimistic about 2024. Now, let me share with you what I was thinking about as I was playing golf, in no particular order. So the first thing is the 10-year treasury yield rate. Now, I checked that before I went out to the course, and it was at 4.22 the day I checked. That's slightly below the average of 4.25, but more importantly, it's come down. Now, the 10-year treasury yield is what many interest rates are actually indexed off of for real estate. But more importantly, as it comes down, prices for bonds go up. What that does is it's telling us something, I think. In many ways, I think the bond market may be more important than the stock market, because what this bond market's telling us is, I think, is that they're optimistic, the bond market's optimistic about the economic future. They see inflation coming down. They see possible interest rates coming down. And they're bullish on their bonds. Now, I'm no economist, and this isn't the only index I track, but this was a good signal. And then I realized there still is a lot of self-storage opportunity out there. Yes, you got to work harder. Yes, you got to look at more deals. Yes, most of them don't pencil out still. But here's what I know. About 62% of all self-storage owners are still independent self-storage owners, where they just own one or two facilities. And these independent owners account for about 48% of all the square footage of self-storage in the U.S. So that tells me that, on average, they own smaller type facilities, many of which can be expanded, many of which can be bought at a discounted price because they're back in the last century running self-storage. And that's also an exciting thought. There'll be a lot of opportunity coming up. And then I was thinking about boat and RV. Now, I'm not trying to convince you that's a business you should be in. If you don't think it's a good business, don't get in it. But it's one I'm all in on. In many ways, it reminds me of where storage was 20, 30 years ago. You just can't put them up anywhere. But if you put them in the right location, there is a lot of unmet demand for this product type. Now, I know for small players like myself, the numbers can be big on developments, even though it costs less to develop it. Usually you're dealing with large amounts of acreage, and the development cost can be a big number. I know that. But it's an exciting niche inside the niche of self-storage. Now, if you're really bored and want to see my boat and RV revelation, my aha moment about this, there'll be a link to a video I did earlier this year after coming back from the Inside Self Storage Convention. And not only that, I was thinking about interest rates. Now, I know interest rates are high. I know it's challenging to make deals work sometimes today with the high interest rates. But it's had a positive effect in one area, So a lot of people have just gone to the sidelines and are sitting there waiting for interest rates to come down. So there's less people competing for the deals, at least the deals that I'm looking at, than there were 6 months, 12 months ago. Many people can't figure out how to make a deal work today, what an angle is to get in the self-storage business today, and I get it. And they're on the sidelines, and for many of us, that could be good. And there's a lot of development just kind of stuck in the pipeline, which is good because that reduces the current supply. And then a lot of that is also listed, which means it's still just, for the most part, stuck in the pipeline. I'm in no rush to see all that stuff kind of go through the pipeline. So higher interest rates have had some positive effects that I'm able to benefit from. Now, I know if you're have built a facility and the interest rates were 4.25% and you're leasing up and you're at 30% and you're in 30% occupancy and your interest only period is up and your interest rates are going up, it's awful easy for me to talk about some of the positive effects of self-storage. I get it. It can be challenging depending on where you are in your project. But more people on the sideline creates less competition for at least the deals that I'm looking at. So as we do these deals, less of them, but they'll do the ones that we're doing, when interest rates do come down and all these people on the sideline come rushing back into the space, well, rather than rushing in with them, I very well plan on having assets that they could perhaps buy. I don't expect interest rates to be going down much in the next 6 months or 12 months even, but I do see a gentle slide down, let's say, to the sevens or the sixes. I don't think they'll ever get back to the fours. I don't know that they should get back to 4% interest. But even though I've cursed very much and very often about high interest rates, there has been some benefits I've also seen for myself. And then I was thinking about how much more realistic sellers are getting today. I'm seeing a lot of listings that are unpriced, market bid. That's because agents don't necessarily know what they can get. Yes, they still might be directing the sellers towards a higher list price than, or a higher expected sale price than may be possible today. But a lot of listing agents just don't know how to price it. So it's market bid. Let the market decide. I'll get the highest bid and then my client will either take it or not take it. I'm also seeing a lot of listings with much higher cap rates, 7-8% year one or 9% year two. Now I know that that's not a real number. I know that it's not going to be a real 7 cap, but it sure beats the 5.45 and 6.15 caps I was seeing 12 months ago. Sellers are getting more realistic, and it's finally sunk in that with the higher interest rates, cap rates are higher. So like Public Storage said in their Q1 update to their shareholders, they see a lot of opportunities to buy in the latter half of 2024, and I would tend to agree with them. And I'm beginning to see the end of the boom day and the COVID effect on self-storage. Specifically with COVID, when COVID hit for a couple months, nothing was happening. But then immediately, storage had a very positive impact. And for a couple of years, we were losing our seasonality in self-storage. We had high occupancy rates. We had high rental rate increases. And things were moving at a phenomenal clip. I'm seeing seasonality now in our projects and the people I'm working with. In other words, in the summer and spring, move-ins tend to outpace move-outs, and in the fall and winter, very often move-outs outpace move-ins, but for stabilized properties over a 12-month period, move-ins and move-outs kind of are about the same. I recently was having that conversation with a lender, having to explain to them that what they're actually seeing is not a problem, because they were looking at the past couple years and didn't see that seasonality. And I was trying to explain to them, no, this is like what normally happens. The last couple years were just the anomaly, and storage is kind of getting back to normalcy. Occupancy rates, 85 to 88%. Seasonality, that's normalcy for self-storage. It occurs like self-storage is getting back to normalcy. Normalcy is a good thing. Too bad I'm not that normal, or at least that's what my wife tells me. But for our industry, normalcy is a good thing. So I was thinking about all this while I was playing golf. So as you can imagine, my golf game sucked. Now, that's actually a technical term in golf. When you shoot higher than your handicap, that's when you say that. It's a technical term. So even though I did not have a good round on the golf course, I left the golf course feeling energized and excited about. And it was because I see some real opportunity coming out in 2024 for the small investor. So I thought I'd just share that with you. And next time, I'm going to work more on my golf game and less on my self-storage business when I'm on the course. Thank you very much. I will talk to you next week. And I look forward to being with you then. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. See you then.